What one resource underlies a healthy dairy community, builds equity, and has a ripple effect into the daily life of families and their small businesses? Today's segment is part of the series titled, Water is a Many Splendid Thing. Hello, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water. A deeper understanding of what is important in our lives many times comes when life circumstances indicate change. Jay Gordon has had the time to ponder change to his Washington-based dairy industry. Jay is executive director of the Washington State Dairy Federation and owns a longtime organic dairy farm in a lush valley west of Olympia, Washington. Controversy over the use of permitted exempt wells at dairies across the state of Washington has threatened the operations needed to care for milking cows. The source of water at most dairy farms are water wells that have been given a special exemption. This exemption allows them no limits regarding how much water they can provide the dairy farm. Water is used for consumption and cleaning up their cows. I met Jay for breakfast at a small cafe in Clay Ellum to discuss his industry's predicament. He shared with me a real scenario in his valley and explained how water connects with the lifestyles and the economics of a dairyman's community.
I don't know that it's well understood what a dairy means to a community. In our valley, I think in my valley in the Chehalis, I think that there's a really good example. I have a wonderful young farmer that just bought the farm next door to me. It's about 1,000-cow dairy, runs on exempt wells. I have another young farmer up the valley that had 100 acres of sweet corn blow over in a windstorm 2 weeks ago. And the cannery said, we're not going to pick your corn. We don't want your corn. Basically, the young farmer up the valley was looking at about $100,000 worth of corn in a windstorm that had blown over, and the cannery said, you own that 100 acres, and that $100,000 you're not going to get now. On the other side of me is a young farmer who bought 1,000-cow dairy, and he needed feed. He said, oh my gosh, this is wonderful for me. I can use that 100 acres of corn. You figure out how to chop that down corn, bring it over, make silage out of it, and I can feed my cows. And just down the road from me is a family, been there a long time, three young sons, 18 to 22, that have farming in their eyes and John Deere tractors on their brains and a couple hundred acres of grain that they can now sell to this young farmer just next door to me for grain for his cows. And I have 40 acres of grain that didn't get mature. It's soaking wet. I can't use it. But my neighbor next door feeds a lot of cows, and he can feed 2, 3, 4 ton of that wet grain a day and use it all up before it spoils. And so for him, my calamity of having wet grain is a bonus, or the neighbor that just had 100 acres of sweet corn. So you can draw a circle around my little dairy and my neighbor's 1,000-cow dairy, and all of a sudden, 4 or 5 miles influence. There's farmers that have a market for their crop through those dairies. There's a parts store in town that can sell parts. There's a feed store in town that can sell barbed wire to fence in cows or keep them out of our neighbors' grain fields. There's a county that's now going to get a little better property tax. There's schools that are going to have kids. I think when you look at the water that those 1,000 cows are using compared to the 5 or 6 mile circle of influence that my dairy and my neighbor's dairy have for marketing, providing community, providing jobs and hopes for those families in that circle, it's really small amount of water considering what it does.
Water for a dairy farmer supports a way of life that brings generations together. Not just the dairyman's lifestyle, but each of us when we show up at the breakfast table and reach for that carton of cool milk to add to our bowl of cereal. Fundamental to our lives and environment, I'm Steve Baker. This is Living Water.